First then, the free use. We can say the Jesus Prayer before we fall asleep, when we first wake up, while we are dressing, while we are tidying and cleaning our room, while we are washing up, while we are walking from place to place. I don't drive a car, so I say the Jesus Prayer when I'm waiting for the bus. And the Oxford bus system leaves many opportunities for prayer. But if you drive a car, well, you can say the Jesus Prayer when you are sitting in a traffic jam. When the lights go red in front of you, you can say, good, an opportunity for prayer. I find the Jesus Prayer is very useful at committee meetings. Yes, it's helpful too when you're counseling people. Often you feel somehow, talking with the other, you haven't broken through to the level of meaning. Neither of you has been able to say what you really want to say. And then I find it helpful to say the Jesus Prayer once or three times, secretly in my heart. And it will often transfigure the conversation, raise it to a new and creative level of meaning. The Jesus Prayer is helpful at times of temptation, when you feel anger rising within you. It's useful at times of extreme physical and mental pain. Now, in this free use of the Jesus Prayer, its value is that it is on the one side powerful, and on the other side simple and direct. It is flexible and resilient. No special preparation is required in order to say the Jesus Prayer. We can simply begin. And in this way, it is a prayer for all seasons, a prayer that can be used in conditions of tension, distraction, when other more complex ways of praying are impossible. Hence, I see the Jesus Prayer as especially appropriate to our present age of anxiety. And in fact, the Jesus Prayer is being used today, in all probability, by more people than ever before, both by Orthodox and by non-Orthodox. The rationale of this free use of the Jesus Prayer is that it unites our prayer time and our work time. Turns our work into prayer. It makes the secular sacred. It brings Christ into everything we do. It enables us to find Christ everywhere. There is a poem by George Herbert, often used as a hymn, the Elixir. Teach me, my God and King, in all things thee to see, and what I do in anything, to do it as for thee. The Jesus Prayer helps us to achieve that. As Father Alexander Schmemann has said in his admirable work For the Life of the World, a book that I give to inquirers who come to me to know about the Orthodox faith, a Christian is the one who, wherever he or she looks, sees everywhere Christ and rejoices in him. That can be the effect of saying the Jesus Prayer in a free way. See Christ everywhere. There is a saying attributed to Christ, though not actually to be found in the Gospels, but circulating among the early Christians, an agraphon or unwritten saying, "Lift the stone and you will find me. Cut the wood in two and there am I." So that is the purpose of the free use of the Jesus Prayer. Find Christ everywhere. And the effect, if we say the Jesus Prayer frequently, is that even while we are fully engaged in some demanding task, even when we are not actually saying the Jesus Prayer, yet on a profound level of our deep self, prayer still goes on. There is within us, deep down, a continuing awareness of God. Gregory of Nyssa uses the phrase, a sense of presence, aisthesis tis parousias. And that is the effect of saying the Jesus Prayer frequently. This sense of presence will be there, even though our conscious mind is fully absorbed in some difficult task. In this way, we begin to fulfill St. Paul's injunction in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. I do not think that the apostle meant say prayers all the time. I understand him to mean preserve deep within yourself an unceasing sense of the divine presence.